It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Happy Halloween, Keith.
Happy Halloween, Jones.
You ready?
I'm ready. I am way more comfortable than you are. You weren't lying. Yesterday, you said you weren't sure if you'd be able to sit down. You were currently standing up.
I think I'm deflating as we speak.
Oh, no.
I got to sort that out.
Well, you got a friend you can call.
Well, that's true. You can talk to my guy Dale at Northeast Men's Health. That's true. Wiggy wanted to stick around if you're watching on twitch.tv.
Wiggy/BostonWEEI. Won Halloween. Wiggy is the winner of Halloween. Although Courtney had an incredible Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Face paint, the whole nine.
Full
great.
Commitment, face paint, the
Wiggy
whole thing.
Wiggy is, you might not be familiar, Jones. Wiggy is a modern horror icon.
Yes.
Hard to crack into the worlds of Freddy and Jason, but Art the Clown from Terrifier has done it. And Wiggy has the mannerisms down.
He's got the wave down.
Art the Clown doesn't talk. Now,
that's
it's not
the
exactly
wave?
Radio friendly.
That's the wave?
Yeah, he waves.
That's like he nailed it? That's what it's supposed to
and
look like?
And he wears that little hat. The most unsettling
Does
thing
Art
is the
clown,
little hat.
Art the Clown wear, well, the
hat.
Hat
doesn't,
hat,
it's
I don't
not
like.
The right size hat.
Art
I don't
the Clown,
like that.
Little known fact, wore Arizona wide receiver gloves.
Yeah,
you didn't know that. That was it was easier to track him down.
Go Cats.
Yeah, go Cats.
But Art
so
the
Wiggy,
Clown, yeah.
Wiggy's got a bone to pick, though, right?
Yes, I do have a bone to pick. Can
yeah,
okay. You hear me here?
No, we got
yeah,
you.
We
yeah, you sound great.
Art the Clown doesn't talk.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
But we're breaking character. That's fine.
Well, I said to Adam, when you do a costume, you have to do it where I know it. And I'm like, are you just a rocket ship?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
Jones is like an astronaut.
I'm a deflating rocket. So there's, if you're watching...
That's true.
Like,
people on Twitch and YouTube know what we are, but we haven't said
inflating.
Yet.
I'm not quite sure what's happening, but there's like a rocket man
it's a rocket
sitting
man.
On the front of the rocket blasting off. Yeah,
yeah, but it's
there's
just
like a fan
a rocket
in there?
Ship.
Yeah, it's just a rocket ship, yes.
You
yeah.
should. Let me take this
yeah,
off
please.
So I can talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Arthur Clown would never do this.
this is just extra horror.
Surprise! It's me!
No, it's your big bag!
The whole time! I didn't know if you guys
Super Bowl
it was
champion.
Me.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, yes.
So
yes.
I don't get enough lectures at home. I gotta show up and get lectured by Wiggy about my Halloween costume.
Well, what is your issue? I feel like I am the honorary Halloween costume guy.
I agree.
And
I agree.
Like Rich Raleigh Fingers, get it, love it, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know
Baseball
that.
Hall of Famer, 4-time Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, Raleigh
Nick
Fingers.
Nick Chewbacca.
Yep.
Got that? Stop making the sound.
No, that's good. That's true.
Billy, my buddy.
Yep. Yep.
Get it.
That's a costume.
Yep. That get
that's
it.
That's a
like,
costume. Looking good, fellas.
Yeah.
Back there.
Yeah. You're just a regular rocket ship.
Yeah. 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 I'm just.
That's
a,
like. Just, that's like.
But I'm going trick or treating with my son. I want
right.
to be in the background.
But
I want to fade
it. It would be
in.
One thing if it was the Toy Story Rocket Man.
Okay. So next
I would
year,
know who
next
that
year.
John.
Huh?
Elton John.
Or Elton John. Yeah,
John,
if you dressed up
man.
Like
Elton
that.
Elton John, Buzz Lightyear,
so,
Buzz
yeah,
Aldrin.
Like, then I know it.
I think, yeah, but you're costume shaming.
Yeah, yeah.
At least,
yeah, you're costume shaming.
Well, because I'm trying to just help you out. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not like shaming. It's like constructive criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
so you didn't like Shime's costume?
No, yeah, Shime, I get it. We did. Something's
shark.
Up in the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a shock. But, you know.
Right.
That's like
that's
you dressing up as a... A bus.
Uh-huh. So if you had to rank all the costumes so far
yeah,
today,
yeah, yeah. Not
well,
to shame,
you...
not to overly shame, but where
something
are you
is up in the ocean right now.
Yeah, if you had to do that.
If I had to do that,
yeah.
I mean, clearly we
you're
know
number
the
one.
Winners.
Yes, yeah.
I would say then pushing a second, I do like the Raleigh Fingers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like that, but I know Raleigh Fingers,
sure.
so
Who
not
doesn't?
Everybody might not know that.
Well, I mean, It's a Raleigh Fingers jersey. You might not know right away, but you're like, oh, that's the gentleman that has the curly mustache.
Right, but that's like 80s baseball at its
the sports radio station.
Curtis's Ken was pretty good.
Curtis goes Ken. That was good. Yep.
Yeah, no, people walking down the street are like, that's Ken. Yeah, no, I can see why you think that's very, that's a great costume. Yeah, yeah, I get it. Oh, man, that's like the year I went as Shaughnessy and no one got it. I went as Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
Coco.
I cracked myself up the whole Halloween. Nobody no one it. Liked it. Yeah. No one even got it.
Coco's Wizard of Oz was good. Yeah. You know, it was a little bit of like explanation we need done.
Yeah, but really, I would say. Wicked, very topical right now. Yeah.
No, no,
yeah.
no. But I wasn't sure back. She yeah. was the original Wicked Witch from the Wizard of Oz movie.
Scary. Yeah, real yes. scary.
But I would say close second to me would just be Greg the Average Guy.
Just went as average Greg.
Yeah, I think he went as
just average Greg.
No, that's his costume, the average guy. But that's just my
radio host.
Adam, just for, you know, future.
That's nice. It's a good start to the show.
You know, advice or anything like just so I know who you are.
Don't do what you're doing. Do something different.
I mean, it's like a rocket ship. Okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But next time, let me be like, oh, I know who Adam is. He's whatever character he may be. So give me some backstory to your costume.
Yeah, so dump this out.
Trash it.
Don't wear that. I think the batteries died. I think that's why, I think that's why
deflated
I deflated
anyway.
Yeah. I got backup batteries.
Right.
I got backup batteries.
Because if people saw you, even if it was the inflated, people would be like,
yeah, it's a rocket. It's really not that confusing, but yeah, they'd be like, it's a rocket.
You know,
Rich,
they'd be like, oh, he's a rocket. But is he like...
Is that from something?
Is that from something?
Yeah, am I missing part of the joke?
Is this... Where is it? See,
no,
that's what is...
I'm not missing anything.
You're always supposed to land when it comes to Halloween, especially as adults, where people go... Oh, I see who you are, what you're doing.
Now, are you wearing that to any parties or anything? Do you have any parties planned?
Maybe Greg's party going. Okay. I was thinking about it. I might drive home in it afterwards and see if I can.
Yeah, I can't.
You would scare the crap out of people. If you looked over in traffic, it's just full on and then you wave to them.
But what's crazy, though.
I'd call the cops on you.
I'm driving. Yeah, yeah. What's crazy, I'm driving my wife's car, so it's going to be interesting. I pull up. Next to them in a Porsche with the clown.
Wow. I like it. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
So it's just a little insight. I'll let you guys get back to
your show. I appreciate
that, Wiggy. Thank you. No,
you
it's very nice
kind
of you.
Words
yeah,
on my
yeah,
end.
No, it's true.
Bashing
is
Jones.
Is Greg going to dress up for his Halloween party or no?
He says he is. He says he has a couple's costume.
Oh, boy.
So that was one of the things I had mentioned to him. Yeah. Like, if you wore it in here, would we know?
Yeah.
Do we need to know the other half of it?
How do you feel about a couple's costume?
I don't mind it. Obviously, if you go into a party, now I can put it together. Couples costumes are basically like puzzle pieces. One on its own does you no good.
Got it.
Exactly. Two together, paint a picture.
My wife will go as Raleigh Fingers Affair, mistress.
No, like if your wife, she should go all
as Mrs.
Jack.
Fingers?
No, she could go as Canseco or Maguire.
Okay. I don't
all
know if they overlapped,
up.
But yeah.
I mean, do we know who they are, though?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
If she gets one of those muscle...
Oh, the Bash Brothers.
Yeah, like she gets like the muscle costume.
So who is Mrs. Wiggins going as?
Well...
Don't tell me it's just a regular costume.
Maybe you want to Art the Clown's victims. Bullseye. I got it.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo. I break Carrie in over my shoulder.
Nice. Well, Wiggy, thank you for
excellent.
Your insight. As always, very much appreciated. Wiggy, you need to go as someone recognizable as Wiggy's cut off for Halloween. Agree or disagree? 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. You can, of course, interact with the program, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Twitch chat, already jumping.
Yep.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Very healthy debate going on there. Mostly
people are enjoying it.
Mostly laughing at me.
Yeah.
And you can also watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I got to figure out these batteries. That's what I got to sort out.
Yeah, you've had some issues back there with the...
Well, you know
inflation, deflation.
Lost batteries last night, Keith.
Who's that?
The Boston Celtics.
Oh, come on. They actually had a nice little surge there, though.
Yeah, not in overtime so
you know, No, they didn't. But yeah. It was funny. They were down big, and I was like, do I live bet this one? I was telling you about my live bet success when they were playing the Pistons and then losing the fourth quarter. But I didn't. And I was like kicking myself for a little bit, and then ultimately I was glad that I didn't. But they were getting smoked, and I'm like, well, it is the Pacers. I feel like if the Pacers have a better chance to hold on at home, you know, with Halliburton than the Pistons did. And not even that Halliburton was great, but I thought they had a better chance. But the Celtics came storming back. It looked like that thing was over. It looked like they were like this close to just like pulling their guys and be like, hey, not our night. But then they just started making a million threes. No lead is safe. Then they get in overtime, and yeah, obviously it kind of fell apart a little bit on them, but they still had their chances even then.
So it was one of those games where, as you said, you're sitting there, you're looking at it, you go,
okay, smoked.
No chance for the Celtics. You're kind of tuned in, tuned out. Like, I'm like half watching.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they make it close by the end of the third quarter. It's 14. And then they keep chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Indiana's playing like morons. They're slowing it down. They're trying to run out clock instead of playing the way they had played for, I don't know, 44, 45 minutes, something like that. Joe Mazzulla finds a lineup that gets hot. Name is Keta. Dominates, at least in regulation. I didn't know why he played in overtime. I know he had some big rebounds. I didn't get that, which we can get into. But you're right, Keith. There's two issues for the Celtics falling behind in that game. And it was a valiant effort to get back into it. It's just one loss. It's Indiana, who's a good Eastern Conference team. I don't feel like they're the second best team in the East. You don't feel like they're the second best team in the East.
No.
Terp does, though. Terp has talked very highly of Indiana before.
They were last year. I mean, I know there's a lot of injuries and everything else, but they were in the conference finals a year
ago.
So
they're one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. No harm in losing to them, and it's a valiant effort coming back. But if we're going to critique the game, why did they lose? They shoot 57 threes to Indiana's 38. They don't shoot it at a great clip last night. Not terrible. They make 19. They make a third of their threes. That's probably fine by analytics.
Yeah. It's probably right on that line.
It's probably, but I would say, when I say it's probably fine, like, it's too much for me, but Mazzulla, Brad Stevens, the analysts with the Celtics look at it and go, okay, well, that's fine. We shot 57. We made 19. That's worth it. That's analytically sound. Tatum shot 18. Jaylen shot 11. Tatum was 5 for 18.
Yeah.
Jaylen was 1 for 11. So between the two of them.
He didn't have it.
No.
And he had a chance to win it, too, at the end. Or, I'm sorry, tie it. He had a chance to tie it.
And that thing was such a
airball.
Brick. Just so.
No, it wasn't
brick.
Even a brick. You didn't get it.
See you, Wiggs.
With his hammer. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He just popped outside for a second. Legit scary. He's like, legit scary.
Was he out in that window?
He was out in that window outside. Like looking in? I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, he's terrified.
How long do you think he practiced the wave?
I did
he's
not
really
see that.
Good at it.
It's surprisingly good.
It's also scary because he's probably bigger than the guy who really plays Art the Clown.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
that's a big Art the Clown.
He's a menacing Art the Clown. That's true.
Just lock
it doesn't
the
quite. Courtney pointed this out earlier today. It doesn't quite zip all the way up in the back.
Doesn't need to.
No,
doesn't need to. But yeah, Jaylen Brown didn't have it at all. And he had a decent look, you know, and he shot it quick. Because I think they had a foul to give, so he, or maybe they didn't, but either, like, you know, put him on the line. That's a strategy a lot of teams have. So he wanted to shoot the ball quick, but I mean, air ball. And then there was a stretch, I think it was late third quarter, where they're trying to make this comeback, and Drew Holiday missed a layup, but the ball got kicked out to Jason Tatum for a wide open three. He missed it, and then he fouled the guy. And it was like that stretch where, like, this kind of sums up the game. Like, this just hasn't been their night. But even still, they came storming back because Indiana just kind of, like, panicked. They're like, wait, what's happening? These guys are hitting threes. They're like, they're hitting threes.
They tried to run out the clock. Yeah. You know, Mathurin turned into a pumpkin. He was making everything. All of a sudden, he couldn't dribble anymore and couldn't make any shots. He was taking
Derek
terrible
White
shots.
Couldn't miss.
Derek White was making huge shots.
Probably should have let him shoot more.
Pritchard largely making big shots last night. Not a tremendous night, but 4 out of 11. He hit some big threes
he
in that fourth quarter as well. And so you just have to wonder, are these going to be how they lose games when they lose games? They fall in love with the three. The three isn't there. And it is an interesting contrast with Indiana on the other side. Indiana made 15 threes. They only took 38.
Yeah.
And Terp pointed this out before the show yesterday. He's like, this is going to be a real contrast in styles between these two teams because the Celtics shoot more threes than any team in the league, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're up there. They're shooting more than anybody. The Pacers are down towards the bottom of the league
mm-hmm.
when it comes to attempts per game. And I think you saw some of that bear out last night. And is a team that's okay, and ironically, you know, the biggest shot of the game was Siakam hitting the three in overtime.
Right.
But is there going to be a game where the Celtics are launching, the other team is taking twos, they're scoring in the paint like Indiana was last night, and that's the Celtics' undoing? I mean, last night was pretty much on brand. The Celtics take 52 threes a game. The Pacers take 32. And so that's a contrast in styles. That's very different. And last night it didn't work for the Celtics. Is there a story there?
No, I think ultimately this is what they're going to stick with. This is what they're going to want to do. They're going to want to hit a higher percentage. Don't dig themselves that big of a hole. I think what you did see in it, though, is the Pacers have to play from in front. You know, we usually talk about this like with football teams and stuff. You know, teams that run the ball compared to teams that can pass the ball. Because if the roles were reversed and the Pacers needed to come back from a 20-something point deficit, shooting all those twos ain't going to get it done. you know, the Celtics still have it in them where if they go on a three-point barrage, they can come back and win. And you're going to have losses. I just think, you know, could that same script, if let's fast forward this. This is a playoff series. With that same game script from last night where the Pacers did get a bunch of fast break points, they got a bunch of points in the paint, would this happen four times? I don't think so. And even if it did, I feel like maybe some of those shots, you know, late fourth quarter overtime go in for the Celtics. Listen, they're good. Halliburton, Siakam is capable of games like that. You know, they didn't even have Miles Turner. But I think that this isn't going to alter how they do things going forward. Like, they're still going to shoot a million threes.
I don't think it's going to alter how they do things. Yeah. I don't think their confidence is shaking.
Does it worry you at all? I mean, it doesn't worry me.
Well, yeah. That contrast in styles is exactly what worries me. But the Celtics fall in love with threes.
Yeah.
They don't make them. The other team is taking twos. They're hitting them. The Celtics have a bunch of empty possessions. And, yeah, that's how they lose in a playoff series. Yes.
But I think they shoot pretty well from three.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah.
Like last year, the teams that shot the most threes in the NBA were the Celtics and the Mavs. So if I had to be on one end of the extreme, you know, it doesn't mean you can't have, you know, the Nuggets don't shoot like a zillion threes, and they can be, maybe should be good.
They won the championship a year where they were not a top end team.
But I don't know how many teams at the bottom. Like that'll be the Pacers, as Terp told us yesterday, like they will be an interesting case study this year because they do have talented players. They got a couple All-Stars, they got an Olympic team guy. But they're not shooting a lot of threes in an era where the NBA is all about shooting threes. So are they going to be able to keep up with everybody else?
So, yeah, I'm worried about that. I've also been telling you since the first game, I'm worried about their defense.
Yeah.
And if you ask me in a playoff series, will the Celtics play good defense? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, probably they will. But they haven't been playing good defense all year. And I said this in the first game against the Knicks. The Knicks scored way too easy against them. I know they blew the Knicks out and everybody lost that. Their defense hasn't been great all year long. Last night, 135 points. And I know it goes to overtime, so take away 11.
Still,
it's 124 in regulation.
That's a lot.
The Pacers shot 48% from the floor. Like, that's not enough resistance on defense. And you could tell me Porzingis is going to come back, and that's fine. I'll ask for how long. Porzingis is going to come back. Are you going to have him in the playoffs? You can guarantee me that. Well, then maybe that'll help your defense. It probably will help your defense.
Oh, it definitely helps your defense. But, I'm not banking on it.
How are you going to guarantee he's out there
and
playing at a high level and healthy? You can't guarantee that. You can't bank on that, especially coming back from the injury he's coming back from. So between the three-point shot selection on a night where it wasn't happening, specifically for Jaylen Brown and not really for Jason Tatum.
No, who
forced overtime with a three. You know,
yeah, but 5 of 18 from
three. No, but overall I'm saying he didn't shoot it well.
No, he didn't.
So, look, you're down three. You got to shoot a three at the end of the game. I get that. All night long, you got to launch the way they launch while Indiana's getting easy twos and scoring in the paint all night long. I don't think that's a great recipe. I don't. And their defense needs to pick up because it hasn't been good all five games. It hasn't been good. Not up to their standard.
I think they're still searching for that other big guy, aren't they? Like, I think they thought maybe it could be Tillman. It's not.
You don't think his name is Kedda?
It might be. It might be Kedda. Well, until Porzingis comes back. And I'm with you. I'm not going to count on Porzingis. If Porzingis does come back, I think that absolutely helps a lot of your giving up points in the paint. Like, we've seen how he can just be kind of a menace down there. But if he's not there, who's it going to be? You're kind of grasping at straws. Maybe it's, you know, Luke Kornet, I guess. You know, Horford, depending on what the matchup is. But they're still looking for that other guy. And that has been, yeah, you're right. They have not played great defense. I'm sure that's one thing that's pissed off Missoula so far this season.
So it's a one-off. It's one game. Is this part of a bigger issue? We've been talking about their three-point shot selection, and it came back to bite them last night. We've been talking about their underwhelming defense, and it came back to bite them last night. Are you concerned about that, or are you more encouraged by the comeback? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe on Halloween. Keefe is Rally Fingers.
That's right.
I'm a deflating spaceman over here. Yes. Billy, what are you today?
My buddy.
Now, can you
classic 80s doll, but then the Child's Play movies came out and kind of ended that doll's run.
Yep.
Oh, is that what happened?
My
buddy loosely based, I'm sorry, Chucky loosely based on my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I didn't realize that. Can we get a good look at Billy in the other room?
Yeah, Terp, why don't you throw on the fellas in the other room?
Yeah, can we get, look at that, my buddy.
Suspenders.
Tremendous.
The shirt, the hat, the whole thing.
Nick.
Million bucks.
Nick is, can you tell us there, Nick?
Chewbacca.
Nick is Chewbacca.
Yep. One of the greats.
Oh, yeah, you got a good look at Nick there.
Like the OG Chewbacca, no medal on this guy.
No medal. They didn't give him a medal.
Then
why didn't get a medal?
I don't know where Terp is, I'm sorry, all the way down the hall, obviously, but he's running around in a Mario costume.
Super Mario.
Nice.
Somebody thought I looked like Luigi, which is true. I have you green actually, with the mustache.
You
I do kind of pull
like
off
Luigi.
Like a Luigi.
Text line is saying 37937. You got to curl the mustache. You need a little more curl in that mustache.
No, it is pretty curled. You might not be able to see it on the thing. The sides are pretty curled. It just goes really thin. It's a thick mustache.
Yeah. You want to curl that a little bit more is what you want to do. So we'll be discussing Halloween, of course, all day long. Keith is going to be ranking his top 10 Halloween movies, or horror movies, rather. We'll be doing that later on in the program. We're going to bring back Who Said It.
Oh, Who Said It?
Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer is what we've done in the past.
Yep, that was a huge success.
We have success. We feel like we should retire that one, so we're going to play a very, very different game today of Who Said It. That's at 11 o'clock. We're going to need all your participation for that one on the phone lines. It's 617-779-7937. Yes, Keith?
We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. Last time, we had probably the best prize possible to be in the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame.
Yep. Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor?
Yes.
That opportunity is still there, as well as real prizes.
Oh, we have real prizes. You're saying we got our
ducks
in a row. That's the right way to say it. And so, we're a little more organized this go around. So you want to win something, make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock. Something pretty good, I would say, at 11 o'clock. Lots on the program today, including more on the Patriots, Drake May, an update there. Jacoby Brissett, why is he in such a bad mood? I want to dig into that more after touching on that yesterday. And let's get into Mookie Betts and the Dodgers. They beat the Yankees. They knock them off in the World Series last night. What does it mean, if anything, for the Boston Red Sox? We'll do that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Walker Buehler is one out away from a championship, from a proper celebration.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for! A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
They cap off their eighth world championship with a comeback for the ages from down 5-0 to win it 7-6 in five games in this clash of the Titans.
Yankee elimination party, Keith.
How about it? Halloween party, Yankee elimination party, all wrapped up into one.
Yes, sir.
What a time.
Didn't feel like it was going to be that way last night. Yankees jump out to a 5-0 lead. You go,
I guess we're having another game. Not so fast, my friends.
Did it at least cross your mind that they could get the rally going? It at least crossed my mind that those two goofballs at the Yankees game
yesterday. Could the Yankees come back and win the whole series at 5-0?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it crossed my mind.
I'm like, these idiots down the right field line are going to turn this stupid series around, and the Yankees are going to come back and rally.
I definitely thought there was a small chance.
It crossed my mind. I'm not saying I thought it was going to happen, but I was starting to think about it going, oh, boy, here we go.
And
Yankees are going to win game four.
Right.
Five, rather. And then you get last night.
Yes, you get
Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball.
Whoops.
You get Volpe making an error. You get Gerrit Cole failing to cover first base. The Dodgers rally. The Yankees get the lead back after a five-run fifth inning. Yankees get the lead back 6-5, and then who comes through for the Dodgers? Mookie Betts with the go-ahead sack fly in the eighth inning. Just for good measure, you also get Alex Verdugo striking out to end the World Series, which is nice.
Great. Yep,
real nice.
Well, it's funny, we were talking about villains yesterday,
this,
and we kind of left him off the list, and maybe we were thinking more like star players, but no, he did become a villain, like just the way he acted during the Red Sox-Yankee games this season. Unfortunately, the Red Sox weren't good enough to make those games really matter. But yeah, right now, Verdugo, who probably won't even be on the team next year, but if he was, he'd be a guy.
Real hateable.
Oh, yeah.
Super
easy,
hateable.
Easy, hateable guy. No, but also
hateable when he was here. Never mind when
true,
he's a Yankee.
True, that's true. I wasn't a huge fan of his anyway. But it is, there's something fitting, too. Somebody was talking about how both Mookie Betts and Alex Verdugo are playing in the World Series, neither for the Red Sox. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the trade. You're like, wait a minute.
That's true.
What the hell? No, but not only did they get out to that big lead, but Gerrit Cole was rolling. Gerrit Cole had, like, a no-hitter going for a while. He looked pretty dominant. And then, yeah, the wheels kind of fell off defensively for the Yankees. And, big comeback by the Dodgers. This thing's all over.
So we'll mix this in with all your Celtics thoughts. 617-779-7937. Celtics first loss last night in overtime against the Pacers. They were getting smoked. They rally back to force overtime. Their defense has been suspect. You can argue with it all you want. It's their first loss. But their defense has been suspect from the very first game. And the threes, I felt like, came back to bite them. If you need to know more, just Jaylen Brown, 1-for-11 in that game last night. They shot a million. The Pacers didn't. It's a philosophical difference. Will it come back to bite them? 3-7, 93-7. Jones, Celtics are going to win the finals this year. You're a joke. I didn't say they would. I didn't say they would win.
Thanks, Jones.
I just said if they're.
Oh,
not,
you think they're done?
If they're not going to win, these are the kind of things that are going to come up and be their problem.
They're not going undefeated.
No,
that's one thing we can all agree on.
We're kind of thinking it though.
I thought so.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah,
I'm not ruling out 70 wins still. The over under was 58.5, and I know it's a long season, and there can be injuries or they can be complacency and all that stuff. It just still feels kind of low.
Also, all year long, Jones, it's been 5 games. Calm down. No, if you're asking me, I think they'll play good defense in a series?
We're talking about it as it goes.
I do think that, but I only think it. If I'm basing it on how they're actually playing right now, they're not playing good defense. That's all I'm telling you.
No, they need to play better defense.
They keep playing defense like they have the first 5 games. They're not going to win the title.
No, but they can still offensively play this way. Everybody has to like it, but this has been a success. They've taken more threes. I want to say they took more threes in Udoka's first year than they did Stevens' last year, and then more in Mazzulla's first year, and then even more in his second year. I feel like, guess what? It's going to be even more in his third year. And part of it is because every guy on the court, essentially, can shoot threes. So, like, that's part of their game. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're probably going to lead the league in threes taken. But you need to add in how good you can be defensively, and that's what really separates you from the rest of the league. If you're just playing like average to below average defense, then it really is all dependent on if you're hitting all your threes.
And, like, no offense, but you're going to run into healthy teams. Like, you're not going to get all injured teams and then a 5 seed in the NBA Finals.
I don't know. The Patriots for years never faced top quarterbacks during the regular season, so maybe they can get away with it,
too. It's a good point. If they do again, it'll be a neat trick.
Yep.
And so, sooner or later, you're going to run into better teams that also make shots, and their best players aren't hurt and will be making shots, and you're not just going to be able to knock down threes. I don't think that's a sustainable way to do it. They did it last year. They also had a ridiculously, absurdly easy path. And they might have won anyway, but I think this year is going to be more challenging. If you don't, I guess we'll see. So you can jump in on that. Meanwhile, Mookie Betts, his third World Series, Keith. He is not the MVP last night. That's Freddie Freeman, and it should be Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's been insane.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Did not homer last night, but had homered in the first 4 games of the series. Drove in more runs last night. Mookie Betts now is a 3-time World Series champion. On top of that,
yeah,
and I saw this from Bill Spiros at the Boston Herald.
Right.
Since the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts,
how's that gone?
They're 359-360. That's a .499 winning percentage, including the postseason, 1 postseason appearance.
Okay, so a losing record.
He says it's mathematically impossible to be closer to mediocre given the odd number of games played. So, like, you have
Good
to
point.
Be either
they
one over or one under. If you're going to be right around .500, they are 1 under, .359-360 since trading away Mookie Betts, who's now won 2 World Series, more with L.A. than he won with the Boston Red Sox. Your thoughts, Keith?
I think they lost the trade. Jones, I feel like they lost the trade. No, Mookie Betts is somebody off and on for the last 5 years I've brought up, and part of me is like, I need to move on. I need to get over it. It's not there. But it's something that it's such a sticking point to me that not only are they no longer involved in the top free agents. Like, that's the other thing. 03-04, watching that comeback thing was just a reminder of, oh, A-Rod's available, they're in on A-Rod. And, you know, whether you wanted him or not, just the point is, like, they were in on him. Like, all the guys at that time, they were in on. Look at their team. Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and Curt Schilling were not homegrown guys. They went out and got him. And I know David Ortiz didn't cost a ton at first, but those other 3 guys did. And now, not only are they not going to be shopping for the Juan Sotos, but they have a guy like Mookie Betts, and they're like, we can't re-sign him, so we got to trade him. And so that was a long time ago, but that was brutal. And that's why I think a lot of fans right now have a feeling that it's just like defeated. Like, if you had him, he worked here, and you
didn't want to pay him.
You didn't want to pay him. You eventually
you didn't
signed
think you could
Devers
win.
To a big contract.
You didn't think you could win paying him.
Right.
The Dodgers paid him.
Twice.
They pay everybody else.
They're paying $700 million.
They're winning, and you are mediocre, yeah, and nobody cares about you.
And he's been great every year since. So he was the runner-up in the MVP the first year he was gone. He was a solid all-star the next year. Then he was fifth in the MVP vote in 2022. He was second in the MVP vote again in 2023. And this year they haven't done that yet. But he is a World Series champion once again. And 32 years old or 31, whatever he is. Yeah, I think he just turned 32. But, like, he's in the prime of his career. He's one of the best defensive players. He's one of the most must-see players in all of baseball. And he's gone. And now you're just saying, all right, if there's any chance that any of these young guys that they have working their way up the farm system are even a fraction as good as Mookie Betts, that's a win. But then what are you going to do with them? Are you going to keep them, or are those guys going to be long gone?
So I was looking over some of the accolades here. Mike Monaco tweeted these out, and you detailed some of them. Three World Series, eight-time All-Star, six Gold Gloves, MVP, runner-up three times, batting champ. He's also back to, like, mixing in playing shortstop and second base
and other things
in his career.
That.
Like, he's completely versatile all over the diamond.
Gold Glove right fielder, but he can play shortstop and second base
in
if,
a
you
pinch,
yeah, if you need him to.
If you need him to. He's played center field in his career. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's probably going into the Hall of Fame.
As a Dodger.
As a Dodger.
No doubt. Two World Series.
It's probably where it's heading. And all you had to do was pay him, and he could have been doing this for you. And John Henry said, no, no, no. I'm smarter than you. I figured it all out. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We win with different players and managers and GMs and everything else. I've got it. We'll start spending like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Double whammy, though. Not only do you trade away Mookie Betts, but what you got in return.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Garbage.
Yeah.
You got garbage back. Connor Wong's okay, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for Mookie Betts.
I don't blame Henry for the return necessarily.
No, no, like I don't either. So there's two separate people to blame.
Betts on Bloom.
Yes.
The
so Bloom gets blamed
Bloom,
for that.
Which was, it was a brutal, brutal trade.
But no, Henry for being like, yeah, we don't need.
But
don't
forcing
need
him to make the trade is clearly on John Henry,
yes,
who again says, let's spend like the Rays. And we'll win. And they haven't. 359 and 360, including the playoffs, since they traded Mookie Betts. The Dodgers, two World Series.
So I'm glad the Dodgers won, first of all, because it wasn't the Yankees. But they are a team that said, we're going to trade for Mookie Betts, and then we're going to give him a bag. We're going to give Shohei Ohtani an insane record contract.
Freddie Freeman, we're going to pay.
Tyler Glasnow, we're going to bring him in, give him a new contract. Like, they're not shy about making these big deals. And it worked. And they won. And guess what? Next year, they're probably going to be the favorite again to win. And now, guess they won this year. Shohei Ohtani didn't even pitch this year. So now you're adding a stud pitcher. Oh, and Yamamoto. So, like, the biggest, like, international player that came over last year was also a Dodger. So they have figured out a way to do it. They're not just relying on homegrown guys. And you don't want to be all of one. You know, you don't want just homegrown guys. You don't want just players that you went out and got. You do want a mix. But the Dodgers said, hey, here's an opportunity to get Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts or Shohei Ohtani. We're going to do it.
Meanwhile,
you led the Dodgers to the World Series.
Sure did.
Meanwhile, you got Juan Soto after the World Series. Yankees are eliminated. You have Juan Soto saying this about potential free agent destinations.
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so... Are we going to be available for all 30 teams?
Hell yeah.
All 30 teams.
Available for everybody. Who wants? I love that, though. They just lost the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, they just lost
the
question, World Series.
We cut the question up, but the question was specifically about the Mets. They're like, you going to be a Met? And he's like, I'll go anywhere. Just pay me.
It's pretty amazing,
which means you know the Red Sox aren't in. That's so shameful. Like, normally that should be an exciting comment.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's there for the taking. Just pay him. All you got to do is pay him. It's just
how
money.
Much?
Go get him. All you got to do is prove how much you want him, a.k.a. pay him.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know the Red Sox aren't in. You know it.
He had a good postseason. 14 games, OPS over 1,100, four dongs, drove in nine, walked a bunch as Juan Soto does. The guy's a stud, and he's young. Like, he is
he's still 26. Like 26. Yeah, exactly.
He's 26. He's six years younger than Betts.
Still.
Yeah, it's wild. Because he was so good right away, and those Nationals teams were good. And then, he went to the Padres and now the Yankees. But the Yankees are going to have to offer him an insane amount. How much money does he get, you think?
I mean, what did Ohtani get? 700?
Yeah.
500 something?
Yeah, okay. I was
like 500 plus? 550?
Did Judge get 380, 390?
Something like that, yeah.
Judge got a ton. I would think he probably does get 500.
Over $1,200 billion.
You're in the ballpark,
you're not that far off.
You're right around
man.
It. Yeah.
I would say so. Mike Trout's on a 12-year 426. Yeah. Aaron Judge was 9 for 360.
Yeah,
so it's 40 million average annual.
500.
Oh, 500.
Something like that.
Red Sox?
No. Like, I would love it
the
for
Red Sox
for
even
Red
pick
Sox.
Up the phone?
No, probably not.
He stays with the Yankees. They kind of have to, don't they?
Yeah, maybe. He might stay with the Yankees.
He might.
Dodgers sign him.
He's like, I'll take it up. Take another guy.
No problem for us. Yeah, no.
The Sox have too many lefties anyway. They couldn't use them.
That should be such an encouraging thing for the Red Sox. It's like you can't even say it with a straight face. Like, oh, will they be in on Soto? No. No, they won't. And if they are, I'll give them all the credit in the world.
Dude, Betts, 12 years, $365 million is like a song.
It's a heist.
$30 million average annual value for him.
It's a steal. Not only was it not overpaying, it was a bargain. And John Henry didn't do it.
Devers makes more average annual than Betts. I mean, it's like a million more, but like for the sake of this argument, he makes more money per year than
Mookie
Betts does.
Super similar players. A guy who's going to be a DH in a year and maybe not even
he's
a good
accountable.
One.
Yeah. He's a guy when things are going bad. He's the face of the squad. It's worked out great.
617-779-7937. You happy for Mookie Betts? Are you angry at all? He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Dodger? Because he will be. And what are the Red Sox going to be doing this offseason? Anything? Even sniffing around on Juan Soto? You can jump in there. We got all your Celtics thoughts as well. First loss of the year. How concerned should you be? Any issues you see with the Celtics in their title defense? You can jump in again at 617-779-7937. And we started yesterday talking about Jacoby Brissett. A little bit of an edge Andy Hart and Christian Arcand for sure.
A little snarl to him.
A little bit of a snarl.
I kind
of
like it.
What crawled up his backside? Let's get to it next.
Jacoby, you talked about self-belief after the win on Sunday. I'm curious in your career what you've learned about yourself, how to deal with the ebbs and the flows of an NFL career, whether it's noise in the media, whether it's what happens on the field. How do you keep yourself at that happy medium?
Having the right people around me. Obviously, that's one. And then, and trusting and believing the things that got me to the point that I am in my career. You don't just luck up and be in the league for 9 years. I just stick to what I've known that has got me this far and what I believe that'll help prepare my career even longer. I just believe in myself.
We'll get to Bitchy Brissett in a moment because he is bitchy.
Oh, there's a bee under his bonnet, and
there's
I don't blame
something
him.
Going on. I blame him a little
you
bit.
You blame him?
A little bit.
Listen, I don't want to ever see him play football again, but I get why he's a little prickly. I get it.
Yeah, with the media.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it's just with the media that he's being bitchy with.
All right.
This is what I'm starting to wonder.
All right.
So we'll get into that coming up. It's Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on Halloween.
Whew, spooky.
It's worth tuning in on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI for the costumes on the program. Billy, Nick, my buddy, and Chewbacca back there.
Yep, killing it.
Terp, I don't know how much you're going to see him, but he's running around as Mario.
Well, we took a team photo.
Oh, that's good.
On Twitter and Instagram.
At Jones and Keefe. There's also a graphic there on Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keefe, with all of our favorite candies, including our good friend Christian Gonzalez. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom there.
Yep.
Sour candy.
All his answers. Yeah, is it good?
So
yeah.
Those are all on there. Keefe is Raleigh Fingers. I didn't realize this. That mustache detaches and reattaches.
Yeah, I didn't grow this out overnight, Jones. This is a fake mustache.
I guess I thought it was like taped or glued on. It
pinches inside your nostril. It's not the best.
So Keefe
I don't love it.
Keefe every break is removing it.
Just taking the stash off. Yeah.
I also have a helmet that I can't fit on my head.
And you legit can't sit down.
I can't sit down. No, I've been standing the whole show.
For the duration of the show.
I wanted to sit down after Wiggy just took my costume to task earlier today.
Clappy Cheeks 10 in the Twitch chat says you're just doing like a half squat. You're going to have sore legs tomorrow.
I'm not squatting at all. I'm hunched.
Oh, you're going to have a bad back.
I'll have a bad back for sure. You think I'm squatting this whole time? You think I have the core muscle strength to squat that whole time?
No, that was a mess.
Hell no.
No.
Yeah. This is going to be just my back is going to be on fire.
Jones actually,
tomorrow.
Those rockets work. He's actually hovering above the ground. He's just like.
I guess the batteries died in this thing. I had to switch out the batteries. When we did the crossover, I had to put in new batteries.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazon.
There's a step stool over there. Honest to God, I bet you could sit in that. Kind of lean back.
I'll pop these things. I'm going to be walking around Charlestown in this thing tonight.
He's standing all day, leaned over, and he has to walk around all night.
Yeah.
He's going to come in hunched over.
I'll be walking.
If you're in Charlestown tonight, you see a big orange rocket man. That's Jones.
Well, first of all, I'm going to be my ego's already been bruised by Wiggy earlier today.
So
I'm a little ashamed to even walk around in this thing now with my kid tonight.
You heard some of it on the show, but during the break, we're talking about
started
how
in the break.
He's just like, right to Jones's face, like, you gotta go with something people know. You can't just be like two rockets.
Yeah.
Right in his face.
Yeah,
like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, Wiggy's like, who's Billy? He didn't know Nick's Chewbacca.
Right. We're like,
he's like, who's that? We're like, Chewbacca.
Maybe the most famous movie character of all time.
Maybe, Wiggy, you're not the greatest person to ask, but his costume phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wiggy's costume incredible.
A great Wookiee of our time.
Yes. And it is Halloween, so we will be bringing back Who Said It? We've done Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer in the past.
And that,
we're not going to do that again.
No, we've flown
too close to the sun. I don't think we can do that
again,
That was
a great segment.
It was. It was tremendous.
But it's Halloween, Jones, so let's take that great idea. Let's tweak it.
Let's do something totally.
Let's turn it on its head a little bit.
Let's do something totally different.
Who said it?
Yeah.
Celtics head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain? How do you like that?
It's definitely not the same.
It's different.
It's very different.
Nonfiction. The other fiction.
So,
but they said it. They are also serial killers, I guess, thinking about it in most cases.
Yeah, a lot of cases.
Yeah,
a lot of them. So we'll be playing that at 11 o'clock sharp. We do have prizes this go around. Last time it was for honor.
We need you on the phones.
We need you on the phones at 617-779-7937. You can start lining up now. Today's winners, and there will be multiple winners, we hope.
Up to
a certain number, but multiple winners.
Multiple winners is pretty good.
Two tickets to see the Deftones in April at TD Garden.
Deftones. So how about we go from no prizes to Deftones tickets?
Yeah, how about that?
Things are looking up.
How about that?
Things are looking up for us.
So you can start dialing up if you want to participate in Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain. 617-779-7937. Our second installment of Who Said It, featuring Joe Mazzulla on Jacoby Brissett. Can I get one? Give me one more of Jacoby Brissett there, Nick. This is another example of his bitchiness yesterday. He was asked about Drake May and his practice availability. Here's what he said.
Jacoby. John told us that Drake will be limited to practice today and won't practice for longer than 30 minutes. How does that change your practice approach or regimen or anything today?
I guess I got to wait 30 minutes to start practicing. That's about it. Other than that, nothing.
So you think this is just with the media?
Yeah.
If it's just with the media, I'm with you. I have no problem with it.
I think so. Well, I mean, you think it's with Drake May?
You think it's
with any of the other players?
I think it's with his whole situation. I go back to a preseason story that Mike Reese wrote before the media was dumping all over.
Yeah.
And he was like talking about all the jobs that he thought he should have had over his career and all the jobs he thought he was entitled to over the years. Mm-hmm. And I just think he kind of believes he should be starting every week, and when he's not, he gets a little salty.
But I think that is my guess is the guys in the locker room aren't telling him you shouldn't play, whereas every media member essentially is saying that. So I think it's more directed at us.
But the team benched him. Like, we didn't bench him. The team benched him,
but they did start him right away, which I don't think any other team in the NFL would have. And I think they benched him sort of with cause. Like, they were in a bit of a losing streak. They weren't moving the ball downfield. He also, you know, he can be a little prickly about it, but he's not dumb. Like, they drafted the kid third overall. Like, he knew it was going to be a matter of time until he goes in there. But I think he's probably been a little bit surprised just, like, how anti people want Jacoby Brissett out there. And, like, the questions. And I even said this during spring. Like, just as a human, you got to be annoyed. Every other question to Jacoby Brissett was about Drake May.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be so annoying, but that's also what you signed up for.
That is 100%. People kept saying he's perfect for the job because he knows what he signed up for and he'll be content.
I don't think anybody's
sitting in the background.
Perfect.
I don't think he's perfect for it.
I don't think he is. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick proved, because that was another guy that everybody said, oh, perfect. And then remember how emotional he was when he got benched for Tua, and he's like, I forget, he had some crazy quotes about just like how much he puts into it and how like devastating it is. And you're like, oh my God, like, I thought that guy was the mentor. It's like, well, no, they're all pro athletes. They all think they should be starting. And if they don't, that's a bigger problem. So I don't mind him here. And you're right. I guess I don't know if he's being salty or like not helping Drake May in practice or whatever else. Although I don't know how much he can help him with. That's different. But if he just wants to take shots at us because we've taken shots at him this whole time.
No, I'm fine. I'm totally fine with him taking shots at the media. I wonder if it's just the media. I wonder how good of a teammate he's being right now. Yeah. And there's a lot of bad teammates on that team. Maybe he's just the latest in what's been a mess. Last week's win over the Jets aside, what's been a mess for the Patriots. 617-779-7937. Bunch of you already lining up to participate in our second installment. Yeah, fix that mustache over there.
It's all
our
over
second
the place.
Our second installment.
Yeah, get in here.
Of Who Said It? Is it Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain? Very, very different than Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer.
That's right, different games.
We have prizes this time. Tickets to see the Deftones in April at TD Garden. So start lining up, 617-779-7937. And you can play for Pride on top of it, another spot in the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor. We'll play that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.